know where you're going.
Yes, I did have to come here last week.
Where are we? You know where you've been before. What are we doing here then?
Bob.
Bob? Who's Bob when he's at home?
My husband.
Well, what's he doing here?
Mummy, David.
He's not here, Nan. It's his funeral. We've come to his funeral.
Is he dead then?
Yes.
Well, nobody told me. When did he die? I didn't know he was dead. You still married to him?
No.
Oh, I didn't think you were. You got a divorce, didn't you?
Yes, yes. Mummy, please, just sit quietly and wait.
How long ago was that, then?
A long time ago. Look, you stay here quietly, and I'll go and see if Mrs. Lamb is ready.
Remember the time, David.
I know.
I hope he knows the way.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I don't want to be late.
Well, he's cutting it fine.
Oh, I've never known him not to. Do you know, I can remember when I had to get him up for school. I'd wake him time and time again, and he always goes straight back to sleep. I don't think he was ever on time.
Where's my purse?
You don't need it, Mummy. Just sit quietly.
Oh.
I used to keep getting notes from his form master asking if there was anything I wanted to discuss with regard to his constant lateness and if there was anything wrong. I just wrote notes back saying that if he had a cure for waking the dead, then we might have something to talk about.
Oh, it's all right. Didn't I understand?
No, it's silly. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not silly. You've no need to be sorry. It's not going to be an easy day for any of us.
It was part of my life, you know, and it... I'll be all right.
Tissue?
No, I've got plenty.
I always said he'd come to no good. A nasty piece of work, if you ask me.
But nobody is asking you, Mummy, so just sit there quietly and wait for David to come back.
Ooh, listen to the blooming queen ordering me about. You need a blooming good hiding, my girl.
Think she's a bit big for that.
I don't care how blooming big she is talking like that.
Mummy, please.
Gonna stink the place out with cigarettes, are you?
Yes.
Me? I never smoked, Andrea.
Angela?
Oh, she knows who I mean. I had one, I think, when I was a girl. My dad had knocked the living daylights out of me if he caught me. John Willie, he used to smoke. I didn't like it, though. Is David here?
Oh, he's just gone to find Mrs. Lamb.
Who's Mrs. Lamb? I don't know Mrs. Lamb.
She was Bob's housekeeper.
Oh, was she? Oh, very hoity-toity. What did he want an housekeeper for?
To keep house for him. What do you think?
Well, he found it difficult to do lots of things for himself recently, so... Mrs. Lamb.
Yeah, it's all right for some, isn't it?
You don't need a housekeeper.
How do you know?
Because you don't live in a house, that's why, for one thing.
What's that got to do with the price of eggs?
You live in a flat in an old people's complex, and everybody that's offered to help you, you've told in no uncertain terms to leave you alone.
I don't want no strangers snooping around my belongings. You wouldn't like that, would you, Irene?
Angela!
It's all right.
Mummy, will you please be quiet?
Did you bring any sandwiches?
No.
I'm hungry.
I can't help that.
I'll starve.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I've got this.
Oh, what is it?
Sort of chocolate biscuit.
She won't eat it.
Yeah, I'll try some of this.
She won't eat it.
Here you are. You won't eat it, Mummy.
Shall I unwrap it?
Don't bother. She won't eat it.
No, it's all right. I can manage.
She's getting it all over the place.
Leave me be.
She won't eat it.
Oh, it's a chocolate biscuit. I'm not very keen on them, Andrea.
What did I say?
Well, I didn't know, you see.
You did know. Angela told you what it was.
No, she did not.
I did.
Did you?
Yes, afraid so.
Well, I can't be expected to remember everything now, can I?
Don't wipe your hands on your frock. Oh, now you've dropped it.
Well, where else am I supposed to wipe
on
them?
On a tissue.
I haven't got a tissue, Joan.
Oh, God, give me strength.
I didn't really want it anyway.
Look, give me your fingers, Mummy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you squeeze in the back, Mrs. Lamb?
Yeah, of course I can. Move up, ducks.
Move up a bit, will
Now, this is my mother, Joan. Joan, Mrs. Lamb. Mrs. Lamb, Joan.
Hello. Call me Maisie.
Maisie.
And this is my grandmother, Nell. Nell, Maisie. Maisie, Nell, her Nan.
Do you want some chocolate biscuit? I think I can feel a bit down here.
Oh, Mummy, honestly.
Take no notice of her, Mrs. Lamb.
She's just chopped it everywhere.
Oh, well. I vacuumed this all the way through.
David.
It's chocolate.
It doesn't matter.
To you, it might not. You clean it up, then.
I will.
David, the time.
No.
Well, it won't take long to get there.
Good.
So
Seems like I've had a regular seat there recently. There was that man from number 72. Oh, nice old boy he was. Choked to death on a biscuit. And then right after that, the woman with the corgi just dropped dead on the curb.
Ooh.
Dog was no bloody good at all. Just sat and waited for her to come round. Because she hadn't set over, I suppose. And then, oh, just last week. Silly me, it was 2 weeks ago. I remember now. Mom Wally had just come back from the hospital with his stomach. Very old boy he was. Had some kind of hemorrhage. Very nasty, apparently. Well, it was a bit like it. Anyway, as I do for most of them round here, I like to pop along and say ta-ra, you know. Just imagine, though, choking to death on a biscuit. Mm.
Just imagine that, Mummy.
Right then, ready?
I need to go to the toilet. Oh, you have to wait. I'll come.
Well, you can use mine, Doc.
Now we will be waiting.
Oh, let it go. You can't go without her.
We'll only take a chip.
Yes.
Oh, hurry up then.
Just give me a hand out. Well, here, will you?
So if we're late, I'll bloody murder you.
Oh, come on, Doc. Won't be long.
Oh, God.
What's the time?
22.
Oh, and it's 1:30 at Brettle's.
We're going to be late.
Well, I can't really start without us.
You're always late for everything.
Yeah, even my own... We are not going to be late.
David.
We are not going to be late. It's 22.
19 minutes to...
It is 19 minutes to. It takes about 20 minutes to get to Brettle's. Therefore, even allowing for the worst you can imagine, we will still be there in plenty of time. Don't worry. Could I have a cigarette?
David!
Oh, it's only one. I need a cigarette.
Here. Yeah. But you don't even like them.
I just need one.
Oh,
here.
I need some fresh air.
I don't think any of us are at our best today.
No. You all right?
What do you think?
I know what I think. I'm asking how you feel.
Well, let's just say I probably feel how you think I feel. Only I'm not showing it because I probably feel 10 times worse.
Yeah, I'm really not enjoying this at all.
It'll calm your nerves. Oh, I wish they'd hurry up.
Yeah, just like they've calmed yours. There's plenty of time.
Oh, I think that beast. She must have driven Robert insane.
No, I think he quite liked her.
Then he must have changed a lot in the last 12 years. How could anybody quite like that awful woman?
Well, I'm sure her mother loved her. Anyway, awful she may be, but she looked after Bob, which is more than any of us can lay claim to. And she was very kind and helpful and understanding when I came down here last week to sort everything out.
Oh, what a day this is. I'm glad you're here with me, David. I don't think I could have coped on my own. Well, and Angela, of course. I'm glad you're happy. 12 years I haven't seen Robert. I don't suppose he looked a bit like I remember him. People change so much. I could never see us growing old gracefully together. After you called and told me, I got out an old photograph of him. He was just out of the army. He'd grown a beard to celebrate. I hated it. Made him look completely different. Just about the only one I ever had of him that wasn't all blurry. It's funny that that's all I had for so long. But when I looked at it, knowing he was gone, out of existence, no more possibilities, I kept trying to convince myself it was someone else. Isn't that stupid? And even though I was the one that left because I couldn't stand it any longer, there could be no other man. Now the only decent photo I've got of him doesn't even look like him, and it's beginning to fade. And I'm going to get very upset in a moment. So I'll have another cigarette while you go and find that awful woman and my bloody mother.
Well, I'll go and find that infuriating woman. And my dear, sweet grandmother. Come on, Anne.
I'm all right. I don't go out with smokers.
Will you walk away from the car now, okay?
Open the blooming door, Jones. I'll catch me blooming death out here.
Here. You been crying?
No.
she's been crying.
I'm all right.
Cries over anything, this one. It's all so.
No, I understand, Lovey. It's never easy. Oh, he was such a character, Bobby Boy was. Talked about you all the time he did. And David. Yeah, very proud of him he was. There's only the three of you now, isn't there?
Mm.
Big family he came from, didn't he? And they're all gone.
There's no point in crying, Joan. All got to go sometime. Look at my John Willie. When did I lose him?
1979.
That was my hubby, you know. Miserable old bugger he was at times. We were married 44 years and then he got this chest infection and he was gone in a week.
Oh.
Ta-da, girl, he said, and he was gone. Just like that. I wonder what he's doing now.
Oh, I remember losing my mum. Terrible that
Mrs.
was.
Mrs. Lamb, do you think you could find David and Angela? Otherwise, we're never going to get there.
Well, where did they go?
Well, they went to find you.
Yes.
Oh,
they must have missed us because we come the back way. I'll just pop round to the front.
I say, who is she?
She looked after Robert.
Well, what's she doing here?
She's coming with us.
What's she want to do that for?
I suppose he wants to pay your last respect.
I don't know what you've come for, and I don't know why you've dragged me along and all.
You said you wanted to come.
When did I?
When I asked you. I'll bloody strangle you in a minute. You really are the most infuriating old woman I know. Why do you always try to contradict anything anybody says?
I don't.
You try my patience. You try the patience of a saint, you would. I don't know why you wanted to come. I don't know why I let you. I must be out of my mind.
I'd have quite happily stayed at home. I didn't want to come all this way. You know I don't like going in cars and Bill drives too fast.
It's David. David, my son, David.
I know it's David. I'll get him mixed up, that's all.
Oh, shut up. Sit there quietly and wait till they come back. I can't bring myself to talk to you anymore.
Oh, pardon me for breathing. You fly off the handle. You scream and shout like Billy-O. And that's all right. What good does it do you? It's water off a duck's back to me. Big bag of wind, you.
Mummy, shut up.
I'm not talking to you.
Well, who else are you talking to then?
I am talking to myself. I can talk to myself if I want, can't I?
Quietly, you can do it quietly.
She's got one of them fish tanks like Derek. I mean, John, and David used to have. All those coloured fish. Tiny little ones, no bigger than your fingernail, and great big flat ones with stripes on. Just like what he used to have. Well, you remember, don't you? Yes, tropical fish, that was what he called them. Tropical fish. He used to keep that light on them all day long, in broad daylight. I told him it's a waste of electric. Something to do with the temperature, he said it was. Well, it wasn't cold. I used to switch it off when he was at school. And then one morning, they'd all gone. Well, I mean, I thought they'd all gone. Oh, I did laugh. They was all floating on the top so I couldn't see them. Must have died in the night, see? Well, that's the trouble with fish. You can't tell how old they are when you buy them. I mean, they might be on their last legs, but there they are, swimming around like good ones. Of course, he was upset. Kept, what was they called? Terrapins. That's
what?
It. Terrapins he kept in the tank after that. Funny looking blighters. I wonder what happened to them, vicious little tykes. She had her light on in her fish tank. Well, it seems silly leaving it on as we're all going out. So I just switched it off for her.
Yeah, well, it's a good job. I went back. I'd left the flowers in the sink.
Oh.
Oh, well, can I put these in the boot, David? I'll get squashed in here.
Yeah, I'll open it.
And hello. She switched that woman's tropical fish tank off.
Oh, I'd better go.
No. It'll be late.
Well, they'll probably be all right.
You are a bloody menace. If you say one word, just one word, I won't be responsible for my actions.
Here. Move up. Back. There.
All right.
Oh, this is a game, isn't it?
Right. Is there anything else?
Start the car. Let's get going.
Off we jolly well go, then.
Where you're going, you'll kill us all.
Sorry.
Of course, his pride and joy, this tropical fish. I don't see the attraction in me. I mean, they're nice enough to look at, and still it gives them Arby. Read up all the books he had.
I saw them after I'd been to the Algidoo. David used to have fish like yours.
Did you, David? Yes. Well, you'll have to have a look at my Wallies when we get back.
No, I don't even have time, David. I've got to get back for a meeting this afternoon.
Have you?
You know I have. Mine like Steve.
That's it, just up here on the left.
There wouldn't have been all this trouble if we'd gone from your dad.
It wouldn't have been right.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't go from Robert.
It was a bit of a mess. I mean, I cleared up as best I could, but you see, officially, I only get paid for each place I do, and if there's no one there anymore, the council don't pay me. I did what I could, of course. Well, you get attached. Oh, but it was a state after...
Yes, it was much better we came here. I'll just go and sort everything out.
He's the spitting image of his father, isn't
he? Are we here now?
No, be quiet. No.
David's just got out to tell those men over there that we're here, and then we'll follow that big black car to the Krem.
Is there a toilet here?
There isn't time. Think about something else.
I can't. You treat me like a child, you do.
There'll be one at the crematorium.
There is. I always go when I get there.
I've never been to one of them crematoriums before. And I don't fancy it myself. I don't want to go to one of them when it's time for me to push up the daisies. Of course, I don't suppose I shall know much about it.
Mummy, will you please, for the last time, be quiet?
We've all got to go sometime.
Don't tempt fate.
Shall I put on some music?
Oh, that'd be nice. Any Perry Como?
I doubt it. This is a new one David made up. Assorted classic.
Anything, Angela.
I can't hold on much longer.
We're here now.
Just a couple more ticks, Doug.
Do I park over here?
Follow the arrows. The arrows! Break!
I can see.
Oh, that's the second time today.
I'm sorry.
Just don't look.
Is the coast clear?
Oh, don't be facetious.
Can I proceed now?
David, can you just park the car so I can take Mummy to the toilet?
I'm bursting. Hurry up.
Oh, there are no parking spaces. Wonderful.
Just let them out and we'll find somewhere in a minute.
I should go before you go in. It's pretty cold in there and you don't want to be sitting with your legs crossed the whole time, do you? I mean, there's not enough of us to make it cosy.
I can't wait any longer.
Stop and let them out, David. I want to sleep.
Right. Out you get.
You mean...
Follow me. I'm an old regular.
Oh, this is awful.
No, you're not supposed to have a good time.
This is so awful.
So you said.
This is your father's funeral, for God's sake, David.
Really? I'd have forgotten if you hadn't have told me.
Do you find it impossible to show any emotion?
No.
Oh, this is too awful. Your mother's close to cracking up. You're snapping at me. Your grandmother doesn't know whether it's Tuesday or New Year. And Maisie Bloody Lamb won't stop talking about all the old boys and girls she's seen through here and her Wally and his fish.
Tropical. They are tropical fish.
Well, I should imagine the past being called anything now.
You do say some stupid things.
Your grandmother switched the thermostat off when she went for a pee.
What?
Just about wraps it up them and their balmy days in warm waters, I'd say.
You're joking. You're obviously not joking. Oh, blimey, she switched it off. What for?
How long's a piece of string? We shouldn't be giggling.
How are we for time?
10 minutes to go.
I think I feel very strange.
Oh, I think you're being marvellous.
Marvellous? No, I don't feel marvellous. I feel empty. I feel like... crying, only I'm not sure what to cry for.
It's only natural.
It's all been so clinical this past week. Registry office, hospital, plastic bag, Brettles, phone call. Do you know what's the worst thing of all this?
Mm-hmm.
It's not today, and it wasn't calling my mum and letting her know. It wasn't even making all the arrangements. It was going into that hospital and being handed a carrier bag full of all that was left of him. You see, it's just another day for them. Just another vacated bed. They don't get emotional. He was someone they didn't know. He didn't know them. Like a motorway motel, nobody stays very long. When I signed their book for that carrier bag, the registrar looked at me with her well-practiced sympathy and said, oh, they'll do a good job at Brettles. It was like, thank you for your custom, do call again. I sat in the car and spoke to that carrier bag. It was him. I went all childish and called it Daddy. I sat there and talked to its contents. One pair of trousers, one shirt, one belt, one comb and one lady's purse from Jersey Zoo. No money. I'd only ever been to Jersey once, and that was when I was 5 years old. The first family holiday abroad. I must have kept it ever since then, and in a way, Mama me. I so wanted one more chance to talk to him, just to let him know I cared. And then it hit me. The worst thing of all was that he didn't have anyone to talk to at the end. He was all alone. He must have been so sad. So frightened. And I wasn't there to help him.
There was nothing you could have done.
That's what makes it worse.
David, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't anybody's fault. You mustn't blame yourself. You saw him as often as you could. You weren't to know. Nobody was.
But he kept that purse of us, and I never knew. I can't even afford a plaque or a stone or anything. Just a regular, a bottom of the scale. God, they make you feel so awful when you ask how much it's going to cost. You're not supposed to care how much money it costs at times like this. 455 quid, and that's with cutting corners by only having a car for him. I suppose if I got a roof rack, I could have saved on that. That, a wheelbarrow, and a box of Swan vests, I could have done the whole thing myself.
Oh, don't stop punishing yourself, David.
I'm sorry, I'll shut up now.
No, talk. Talk if you want to.
No, there's nothing to say.
We've all had our wee-wee.
There's a parking space just over there.
Are we going home now?
You go on ahead.
I thought we were getting back in the car.
Mummy, if for the last 2 hours you've done nothing but moan about being cooped up in the car, and now suddenly you're dying to get back in it.
What's all this walking about? Have I got my purse?
You don't need your purse.
What do you want your purse for, Dad?
She always wants it. I wouldn't mind if she'd ever consider spending its contents.
You leave me alone. I want my purse.
Look, there's your blasted purse.
Well, I couldn't see it.
Happy now?
I don't think I shall ever be happy.
Oh, we're not going to start on that. So you go on ahead. I'll wait for David and Angela.
Yeah, we'll go and have a nice sit-down, shall we?
Do you know that David used to keep fish?
I sent them on ahead.
I wouldn't want to start on anything.
I could quite happily strangle both of them.
Hi.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Come on, grab hold. And God said, come forth. But they came fifth and lost all their beer money. Come on, deep breath.
It's warmer out here than it is inside. Do you want to sit down, Dax?
No, I'm all right standing. Isn't there a lot of flowers? It doesn't seem proper somehow, all this cremating business. There's no stone, you see. Everybody ought to have a stone. Says you've been here when you've been and gone. I never liked him, mind. Do you know he took David when he was only 10 to the dogs? That's no way to bring up a kiddie, is it? Best thing she could have done was to leave him, bad-tempered so-and-so.
Oh, I thought he was a lovely old boy.
Never thought he'd beat me to it, though. Seems like everybody's beating me to it. Hope there's someone left to get me a stone when I'm feeding the worms.
Now then, don't you talk like that.
Yeah. What's going on over there?
Oh, they're burning leaves.
Oh, they're burning leaves, are they?
Well, what do you think they were doing?
Well, I thought it seemed a bit strange, but you never know nowadays. I thought they might be doing a few on the quiet, you know, if there was a bit pushed in there. Stop it.
Oh, I must laugh, my little no. Top play. Oh, loving just passed.
Oh, now what have I done with my purse?
Look at those two. Anybody'd think they were on a day trip to Southend.
Well, they are keeping each other at a safe distance from you. We'll give you a couple of minutes alone, shall we?
Thank you, love. So cold in there.
Look at that. Four lots of flowers. It's pathetic. Not much of a show for a life, is it? And the five of us. What an end.
Come on. Come and talk to your grandmother.
Yeah, well, I've not had him before, Reverend Wilson. He was good, though, wasn't he? Nice voice. Like a nice voice, Cinnamon.
Is that him there?
Oh, yes, Jack.
Oh, didn't take him long to get into civvies. Jones, what's you standing over there for?
Hey, nice voice and nice hands. Bobby boy had lovely hands. Oh, I was just saying, your Bobby had lovely hands, didn't he?
Yes. Yes, he did.
I used to vex him terrible that he just couldn't use them the way he used to.
He got all upset once when he wanted to write a check. Just couldn't hold the pen.
It doesn't sound like the same person.
Well, it's what's inside that counts, Duck.
You know what
vexed him most?
Oh, I know
he used to say to me, Mrs. Lamb, I wish I could see my grandchild before I go. That's what he used to say. Yes, Dad, really.
Yeah, well.
Oh, his children, always the children.
Nice flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that one from? Is that from you, Maisie?
Oh, no, that's mine there.
Well, that's mine.
And that's ours.
Who's it from, then?
Well, it just says, the sun has set in Jersey.
Jersey?
There's no signature. All these years. Well, it must be a mistake. I'll call Brettles when we get home.
Can we go back home now, David, please?
Yes. I could do with a cuppa.
Come on, Joan, I'll walk you back to the car.
Mummy?
Yeah, come on, Dax. Come on, then.
I'll be along presently.
I did love you, Dad. I just wish everybody had stopped saying what a nice old boy you were. Oh, you were a cagey bastard, all right. I thought you kept that purse because of us. I wonder who she was. 30 years and nobody ever had the slightest idea. Nobody ever will. Ta-da, Dad.
Here, David. Put this in your pocket and don't tell your mother.
Well, £20, what's that for?
Well, everybody ought to have a stone just so they know you've been here. Come on, I'm dying for a cuppa.
Well, would you like to come in for a cuppa?
Oh, that'd have been nice, I'm gasping. You'd have thought they'd have had something there, wouldn't you? Well,
they're hardly likely to have a refreshment bar at a crematorium.
Well, I'd have used it.
Oh, we haven't really got the time, David.
Yeah, and I think I'd like to get home. But thanks for the offer. And thank you for coming.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you for knowing him.
Well, actually, could I just use your loo?
Yeah, well, of course, lovely. Come on. Well, it's been lovely to meet you all, and remember, if you're ever down this way, you're always welcome.
Thank you.
And my deepest sympathies to you all.
Thank you.
I think I could do with a visit.
Mummy, you are not going back in that house. God knows what sort of damage you'll do. Just sit there and wait till Angela comes back. She won't be long.
Right, let's get going, quickly. I switched the thermostat back on in the fish tank when she wasn't looking.
Will they be all right?
Yeah, should be. Hasn't been off that long. That was quick thinking.
Come on, let's get going. I feel like a criminal.
She's got a nice front parlour, hasn't she?
I don't know, I didn't see.
Oh, I thought you said you switched the fish tank on again.
I did.
Angela.
Nan.
Mummy?
The tank in the hall?
Oh, well, that was only a little one. That was off anyway. I don't think there was anything in that one. No, it was the great big one in the front parlour I switched on. Well, all that electricity. What? What are you laughing at?
Well, at least it didn't rain.
In Well, At Least It Didn't Rain by Renny Krupinski, you heard Patricia Hayes as Nell, Rosemary Leach as Joan, Mary Wimbush as Maisie, Zella Clark as Angela, and Kim Wall as David. It was directed by Janet Whittaker.